It's 98.3 The Snake, the classic rock station. And finally, she's back. A moment of Zan, and she's calling from, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, because I'm visiting my Aunt Nancy up here in the sticks of Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Is that going good?
She's the youngest one of all of her friends, and she's 79 years old.
Well, I guess it's good to be the youngest one, even in
it
that
is.
Situation.
Like, every time I come up here, I feel like it's watching a live reenactment of Cocoon.
I love that movie.
It's good, right? And I haven't seen her in a while, and she goes, Dan, you're keeping your body in good shape. And I go, yeah, Nance, but my boobs look like they're out of National Geographic.
Wow.
She goes, why? Are they black?
What?
Isn't that hilarious?
Get
I think
it.
That's going to go in my act.
I love that.
Hilarious. She thinks I'm bored because an average day up here is we walk the dog, we have leftovers, and we watch game shows. She goes, Dan, I'm afraid you're bored. And I was like, Nance, I'm afraid I'm ready to retire.
I know. I'm like,
like, I could
good.
Get used to this, you know? I could live my life without ever going to another dinner theater, you know? People are gnawing on mozzarella sticks when I'm trying to tell jokes, you know? Anyway, up here it's pretty awesome. You'll fit in if you wear a polo and you're white. It is so the land of the wasps up here. We've talked about this before. We know what wasps are, right?
Yes.
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. White means you're white. Anglo means you're white. Saxon means you're white. Protestant means you're white. You're just not Catholic.
Right.
And so everybody here up here is a wasp. Everybody here is hard-grilled. They grew up on the streets. Of course, their streets were lined with historic homes. And their gang sign, they have a gang sign up here. It's if your left hand makes a C and your right hand, that your index finger taps the thumb of your left hand to indicate that your gin and tonic is dry and you would like another.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, and the initiation I hear to be a wasp, I hear it's just terrible. I hear you have to eat spam, drink domestic beer, and swim in a public pool. I'm surprised nobody contracted the bilharzia disease.
I'm moving
so,
there.
the next thing we're doing, let's see, what am I doing? Tomorrow or the next day, I'm going out to Menominee, Michigan to perform up there. And Menominee is, of course, Native American for Menominee.
I was interested. I was like, oh, what is it?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. So what do you think about the Royals and what they're going to name their kid?
I was hoping it would be a ginger, and I was hoping it would have looked like her brother or his brother. Prince
funny.
Harry, but the name, I don't just call him King. Just
right?
Get it done with.
Why do I care what they name the kid?
Yeah, I don't really care.
The thing is, I'm going to watch this kid grow up and have his own children, and I still won't have health insurance.
But maybe he could buy it for you if you get in good
That's
with him.
True. I think they should name him Grady.
Okay.
After the Sanford and Son, Fred Sanford's best friend was A. Grady. I think that's the only vote for Grady we're going to get across America.
Well, I'll ask.
If there's another.
I'll ask
get
others.
Get him out Percival. Go with Grady. Name him Doug. Prince Doug. Send him to boarding school in Michigan.
Poor child. He'll have all the opportunities. So really, it doesn't matter what you name him. You don't even have to give him a name, so.
It's true.
He'll be good.
Hey, you know what? I think after I do Menominee, I take a vacation in Manhattan for about 3 weeks. And then I think the next real gig I do is I come out and play with you guys again out there in Twin Falls.
You do in August, and we have tickets. What? I bet you didn't know that. Online, 983thesnake.com. You can actually win them right now and scope out the details. She's coming back to Cactus Pete's, and it's the Zan and Zany show, right?
Yeah, with featuring Greg Hahn. It's going to be a great show. He's a really fantastic comedian. Very high energy, very hilarious. He's a great, great guy.
Nice. And getting you and Bob Zany in the same room together is, you guys don't even have to do your jokes. It's hilarious just seeing you two banter back and forth. So,
That's right. We did that back in the jail cell, didn't we? All right. We'll have us back in for radio in a couple of few weeks. And next week I'll be talking to you from Manhattan.
All right. Online, 983thesnake.com or check her out, zancomedy.com.